Tonight, we got the Knickerbockers against the Pacers. That's game one.
6:30.
And then the late game, Denver hosting Minnesota, trailing 1-0. They didn't lose a home game last year in the postseason, as I recall. And, of course, the story has been Anthony Edwards, who has just been on a tear this postseason. But 43 points in the first game. The crazy thing is he had 43 points. Only 9 of them were threes.
Yeah.
It's not like he went, Steph Curry on them.
Yeah, I know that the purpose of this segment is not going to be to do the Michael Jordan comparisons, which a lot of people are doing
Which is ridiculous.
Though I will say, in the way in which he makes me feel watching him, it's not this is the greatest player of all time, but there is a style and an athleticism that he plays that is so different from the game right now. And I think that is why there has gotten to be so much excitement for him because of what you just said. He's not doing this at the three-point line. He's talking trash in a fun way, though. There is just this infectious nature about his game that continues to resonate with me. And to the point now where I'm like, I think I'm going to root for them to go as far as they can because I think that it would be enjoyable to watch them just have a lot of success because it means I could watch more of him.
But this, and I hate to say this, given that they are the defending champs and this is only their first home loss in the playoffs in a couple of years, but this feels must-win territory. Because imagine being down 0-2 and having to go on the road to play at Minnesota. Mm-hmm. And you know how jacked they will. I mean, that will be an all-time atmosphere for a franchise that's never done anything.
Yeah, they made the Western Finals.
Because they will have the Nuggets on the ropes.
On the ropes, yeah. Made the Western Finals 2 decades ago this season, actually. It was all the way back in 0-4 when they lost to the Lakers. Otherwise, this has been a franchise that continually bows out in the first round of the playoffs. The question is always are they arriving? Have they arrived? Is this still too early for them? You have a star that is 22 years old. You have the best player in the world on the other side of the floor that's about to win another MVP that just won the championship a year ago. And they've been there, done that. And you mention it. They didn't lose at home. That is a tough atmosphere for the obvious reason of a really good player, but also because of the altitude. And it's this team is still too young, right? This guy is still too young, right? This moment is still too big for them, right? And it just doesn't ever look that way. And so it's if you get a win tonight, oh my gosh, going home up 2-0 on the defending champs, there's no reason that you wouldn't believe that you certainly can win the series, let alone close it out.
The problem with the Nuggets, and this goes back to the last series, they don't start well. And, can you get away with it against an inferior team like the Lakers? Yeah, they obviously could. But when you've got a player playing at the level that he is playing right now, and a team that's a better team overall, to dig yourself that hole, you forget about the energy that you expend coming back from the deficit.
Yeah.
And how much that can cost you down the road. It's one thing to start the comeback. It's another thing to complete the comeback. They were down. They were outscored in the first quarter of 4 of the 5 games against the Lakers. They were minus 23 overall in that series. In the quarter, they fell behind 18-4 to Minnesota in the first game.
Yeah, and they immediately came back. Yeah,
they came back, but again, imagine what the game could have been like if you could have played them to a stalemate.
Yeah, we often will talk about the idea of flipping the switch in the playoffs, and this is more of a basketball term than anything else. But it's go through the motions, get to the postseason, flip the switch, you're good to go. They were flipping switches in games, and on one hand, you got to give them their flowers, and I'll stand up and applaud and say, man, shout out to you. You'd get down and you would come back with a vengeance and you would end up winning these basketball games. On the other hand, should we have been a bit more wary of a team doing that to the Lakers, a much inferior team to them? What were the takeaways? Now, I would also ask you this. Are we overreacting to say that it's a must-win game tonight, given that even if they go down 0-2, in theory, they would still have 2 more games at home in the final 5 if it were to
right,
go
but
that
the next
way.
Two are in Minnesota.
The next two are in Minnesota. And they still do have Jokic. It's I don't want to disrespect this guy by pretending they don't have the best player in the game.
They do, but, you know, and it's not saying it's impossible, but you're playing with fire.
Yeah.
Again, you can fall behind early on to a Lakers. You can't fall behind early to these guys.
Yeah.
And falling behind early also means the series as well. I mean, you talk about being up against it. The pressure's already on you because you're the favorite anyway and you're the defending champs. Imagine how much more that pressure goes on. And I know some people will spin it and say, well, the pressure's actually on Minnesota because now they've got the advantage and they're playing at home. No, I don't believe that. I don't believe that for a second.
Pressure's on the team that had more expectations.
And yes. Like, look,
there will always be internal pressure that players are going to put on themselves. So, like, every player is feeling pressure.
Right. But because if Minnesota wins again, think about you're just feeding into that confidence. I mean, this is a confident team right now. They feel like, hey, this is our time. We talk a lot about teams, do they arrive too soon? Are they arriving ahead of schedule?
Yeah.
You arrive when you arrive.
Sure.
And when you have an opportunity to win, you take it right then and there. We use terms like, oh, this team was arriving ahead of schedule to make us feel better when they come up short. We did the same thing in 2015 with the Cubs. You know, Cub fans did.
Yeah.
We arrived a year early.
It was too early for this moment.
But then guess what happened? The next year, all the expectation, all the hope was on, you got to do it right now. Now, thankfully, they did. But imagine if they had not.
Exactly.
So you arrive when you arrive. And if you're Minnesota and you get a win tonight you go up 2-0,
you got to seize it. Yeah, you can't like you just said.
And I think they'll do that.
And they are obviously not going to go, "Oh, we're here early. This is great. We're playing with house money." Hell no. You expect to go in and get another win. And if you get another win, might as well continue to win. Because you might feel like this is arriving early and that this is ahead of schedule, but the basketball equivalent that I always love looking back on is the Thunder in 2012. Holy crap, they arrived early. They made it to the NBA Finals. They're up 1-0 on the Heat. And you know what? They lost the rest of those games, and they never made it back to the NBA Finals. And that team had Durant and Harden and Westbrook. It seemed like they were about to own the NBA. They never even made it back to the NBA Finals. So I agree with you. That said, I think the Nuggets are going to win tonight.
Coming up, high-speed cameras were the MVP of the weekend.
Mm.
That and more, including what Nick Saban used to describe message board trolls.
Oh.
On 1620 The Zone's Unsportsmanlike Content on Unsportsmanlike Conduct.